well nowadays. It seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people, yeah, yeah. Tell them how you feel.
You gotta talk to the people.
Gotta tell them, hey there, I'm for real. Comes a time when we have to face everything. Who knows what life's all about? Don't try to control it. Let it control you. The joys and pleasures will be manifold. The love that you share, spread it around. Brother and sister, man and woman, child and town, gotta talk to the people, yeah, communicate. Let them know how you feel. Come on, children. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Springtime, I'm not trying to find it. It was that winter block. to it. Because I never had the spring at home with my wife. Like, I've been always wanting to be hiding the flowers, candles, and all that. I haven't seen it. So, sex.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
All right, fade the music. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for the delay. Welcome to the Friday edition of Community Watch and Comment. I'm Ron Pinchback, along with Chip Jones.
Hello, hello, hello.
And most importantly, you, the listeners out there, in this big 50,000-watt signal area. And so, once again, last week we were hoping to have some thoughts about the many, 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 and I do mean many, protests that have erupted across the nation in response to this administration's efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And people are taking to the streets.
That's right.
And, you know, we wanted to get your thoughts about that because, you know, this is unprecedented. We haven't seen this type of outrage and civic participation, I call it that, in a long time. And right. definitely not in all the major cities, all the little hamlets, you know, out there. You know, people in the small towns, and they're all fussing about this administration's efforts to
destroy government.
To destroy government. Can't put it any other way. You're right, Chip.
That's it,
to destroy the government. No rhyme, no reason. You know, people are being fired. No rhyme, no reason. And this is affecting everyday folks. Everyday folks. And we're not talking about a couple of hundred or something like that. We're talking about thousands.
Right.
Thousands of people getting laid off. Social Security is not all of a sudden not as secure. And people are lining up. And I'm talking about Republicans, Democrats, you know, and independents. All meeting at town halls or wherever they can, lining the streets, you know, with their signs.
Yep.
You know, we don't want a king. We didn't elect a king. You know, we didn't elect Musk.
That's right.
You know,
speaking of Musk and signs, apparently people are seeing signs for free Teslas put on the cars. And I want to tell our listeners, don't get fooled when you see that free Tesla sign, because if you haggle a little bit, the owner will actually pay you to take it. So don't just go with free.
Yeah, and in fact, Tesla returns are, you know, all over the place, and you know, it's. Like I said, there's just so much going on, and the people have so much to be disturbed about and concerned about. So they're taken to the streets, literally. You know, Congress won't listen to them. Senate won't listen to them. Trump and his administration is definitely not listening to them. You know, but they're taken to the streets anyway. So this morning, we want to get your thoughts about folks taken to the streets to express their dissatisfaction, you know, with, you know, this administration thus far. It's only been, 3 months?
Yep. Seems longer. Seems longer.
So we're going to go to the phone lines. If you'd like to make a comment, please do so by calling 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. That's our comment line. And share your thoughts about these protests. Is it a good sign? you know, how would you characterize it? Are you ready to get out there in one of those? Are you ready to get out there and show your disdain? Are you feeling what's the word? Resisty these days?
Yep.
Resisty. All right, once again, 202-588-0893. Share your thoughts about the growing protests all across the country in response to the efforts of this administration. And if there is something that you would like to protest about, if there is something you'd like to protest about, let us know.
All right.
Because there's plenty to protest about, that's for sure.
Let's go to the caller.
Let's go right to it. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Community Watch and Comment.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Don.
Hey, Rick.
I'm sorry, I said Don. Good morning, Chip. I just want to say that if the protests remain nonviolent and if they lead to white America coming out for the midterm elections and the vote in 2028, then I'm all for it. Thank you, brothers.
Thanks, all right. Thanks.
You know, that's a very distinctive, I'm glad you said that about, you know, our white brothers and sisters, because they're the ones that are doing this at this point.
Right. Buyer's remorse.
All right. It's literally. And, you know, I mean, they are very vociferous. They're very vociferous about, you know, what they feel right now. They feel betrayed. They feel duped. They're mad because, you know, it's all being thrust on citizens, you know, with breakneck speed, no checks, no balances. The Democrats ain't helping at all, you know. But anyhow, let's see what you got. We want to know what you guys feel about this. You know, are you glad that these protests are taking place? You know, are you, like I said, considering joining one of those picket lines yourself?
Yeah.
202-588-0893. And if you are considering it, why? All right. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, this is Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you? Right.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to make a brief comment. Found out yesterday that the payroll for the federal government is only 4% of the budget. And so he's attacking 4% of the budget and putting all these people out of work and worrying if they can pay their bills. And there's plenty of trillions of waste they could have cut. They could go about this another way. So it's definitely a very bad thing they're doing to the people who are working in the United States for the country. And I hope people realize it's a very small part of the budget that he's going after to take away people's jobs and take away their benefits. And I just hope we can make it to the midterm elections.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, that is an interesting dilemma.
All right.
202-588-0893. Can we make it? You know, they're certainly trying to push all this stuff before midterms, and that's for a variety of reasons. But good morning, caller. You on WPFW. What are your thoughts?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Oh, we could hear you.
good morning.
Let's see. There you go.
There we go.
Good morning. What's your comment, sir?
Comments and maybe one or two. Okay, maybe one or two questions. My comment is about the Institute of Peace, the one that's being attacked right now. I remember Dennis Kucinich. The first time I heard about the Institute of Peace was.
Good caller, you still there?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
All right, it's like we lost that original caller, so let's go. Good morning, caller. Go ahead, continue.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, I am listening to you on the online. Well, not online, on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for taking my call. And so my comments concerning the people they voted for him. So now they're feeling, you know, what they vote for instead of an African American young lady in the House. They didn't want that. They didn't want no African American leading the country. But now they got their own in there, and the guy told the people what he was going to do before he got in there. But for some reason, they chose to go the opposite way. So now, if you don't suffer consequences, you know, you just got to wear it out. I mean, we as African Americans, you know, we've been through the mud and all that stuff. So it's not new for us. We can make it. But the thing is, can the other folks make it without, you know, violence and whatever? So continue to march. Different has to be done because Musk is not a elected official. He's just put in that position. Not only right. that, this guy is trying to be like Putin, one president. Man, that's foolish. America ain't going for that. So we can't go for that. Those are my comments. Thank you, brother. Y'all have a good
Thank
day.
You.
God bless you.
You know, you know, buyer's remorse, as you
that's
said.
That's what it is. That's it. Yeah. They had the idea that he was gonna affect the others, not us. You know
exactly.
He was talking about targeting other people, not us.
And you know, and one of the callers mentioned about, I think it was Rick who said, you know, hope it doesn't, you know, descend into violence. Well, there's nothing more violent than taking away a home's ability to feed itself, a family's right. ability to feed itself, you know, and then you got, you know, the Tesla, you know, products being, you know, burned, you know, they want to call it terrorism,
right?
You know
what I don't understand firebombing a Tesla because what we've seen is if you leave them alone, they'll catch fire on their own.
On their own. They do their own. In fact, he's doing his own self-destruction as well. All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program. Your thoughts about the protests that are emerging all across the country in response to Trump policies?
Hello, caller.
Yeah, is that me?
That's you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Yeah, hey, how are you doing? This is Matt. As someone who's in front of the White House regularly, I can tell you that the people are getting a lot more, the word, tame. They all had an attitude before. A lot of those tourists, because they come by and they give you a hard time, you know, if you've got a sign and all that. But I'll tell you, one thing that worries me is Social Security. I mean, they're clearly after it. I mean, now, first they eliminate, or they cut down yet more on the staff, then they're making the buildings fewer and far between. I think they're trying to catch people in, you know, in a tough spot. But, yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me. I've been going downtown for the last quarter century now, every Sunday, or Saturday, rather. And I've seen the mentality of the tourists. And there's a lot more of them now that are a lot more modest, you know, when you talk to them. And
yeah.
Also, has anyone checked out any of the expression? I'm sure you've seen them by now, the FAFO.
Oh, definitely. That's yeah. You know, so, that's yeah. a trem- you that know, was a very funny. Creative, that was a very creative saying. A lot of people might not know what it means, but now they do, you know. FAFO, you know, and fool around and find out.
Yep.
You know, that's the essential. And then now these people are finding out. You know, nobody wanted to believe, you know, what Trump was saying out of his own mouth, what the Republicans were saying out their own mouth. Nobody wanted to believe it. You know, it ain't gonna affect us.
Right.
You know, the Hispanics thought that. Okay, and now they're, you know, being marched out of here. Let's go back to the phones. 202-588-0893. You on Community Watch and Comment. Good morning.
Hello, caller.
You talking to me?
Yes, we are.
Sir.
Oh, my name is Robert Moses. First of all, let me praise Jesus for allowing me to live. But what we're faced here is with a big lie. We have a ghetto masquerading as a nation and wanting sovereignty for a ghetto and trying to resurrect Israel, which used to be a nation so many years ago. It's pitiful. But anyway, they're still choosing Barabbas instead of Jesus. And so we got ain't nothing going on but the rent, the price of occupying that land. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. And so that's, we are spending billions of dollars over there. And anyway, God is not mocked. You reap what you sow. Jesus cursed the fig tree. He was against the resurrection of Israel. And I'll leave it like that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. What's your comment? What are your thoughts about the protests erupting around the country?
Yeah, good.
Hello, caller.
Can you hear me?
Is this something you expected?
Yep, we can hear you.
Hey, is that time?
Do we still have him?
Okay, let's go to another frame here. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning. This is Ayomo Dupwe. I would like to suggest that the coalition of cops and clergy, along with lawyers, judges who are anti this corrupt administration, do immediate citizens' arrests, because we ain't got time. We cannot wait for no midterm elections. We cannot. This has to be done right now, today, tomorrow. It has to be planned action with community support. It just takes people who are already got some power. Police got power. State troopers, people who protect these oppressors have to be aware how it's just leading us down further into the line of fascism. Pull out all your old signs that said, stop Trump, Pence, shut it down. Just put that VA in front of the rest of those AN, that NCE. Pull those signs out. Protest and get a citizen's arrest going, a strong citizen's arrest, and take these monsters out of office. They're all around us. You know, the local, the international Netanyahu fools, they got to be stopped immediately.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Anybody would disagree with that. And that's the dilemma, because they're moving so fast and with such momentum. And they're ignoring all, you know, the rules, you know, whether they be injunctions, you know, whether they be, you know, policy holes, you know, the whole AID thing, you know. The level of incompetence is also on display. You know, you don't reveal people's names, social security numbers, addresses, you know, the children's name. They reveal that stuff about some people that they have a beef with. So their remedy is and social security numbers. He took, you know, put their social security numbers out there. So the administration's idea to fix it is to give up these people who are in their 60s, 70s, new social security cards numbers because of their mess up.
Right.
And now that they're gutting the Social Security Administration, you know, how long will it take for them to get their stuff back in order? You know, and these are the kinds of things that everyday citizens are concerned about. You know, will that check come on time? You know, will it come at all? All right. Good morning, Carla. You on WPFW.
Hello,
Carla.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I was just calling to say thanks for taking my call. And I do enjoy seeing the people at the town halls making their voices heard. Because at the end of the day, I don't think we can do this alone. I think it's going to take Black Americans and white Americans, because it's not just a Black and white issue, nor is it just a Republican and Democratic issue. It's a class war that we're dealing with. And until the majority of white Americans realize that they will never have enough zeros in their bank account for Trump to care about them, you know, he's just using them. He's using them to push forward his racist agenda. And I truly believe that. And I believe that they need to realize that DEI and Black and brown folks are not the enemy, and that their president is.
There you go.
Thank you very much. DEI. What do those words stand for, man? I mean, good gracious. You know, what the whole country, the country was supposed to be founded on that principle.
Right.
You know, of inclusiveness
and
you know,
maybe,
diversity.
Maybe that's the thing, is that we should stop using the letters and force everybody to actually say it out loud, you know?
Yeah.
When you say, I'm against DEI, say it out. I'm against diversity, I'm against equity, and I'm against inclusion. Really? That's what you're against? So.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Oh, fantastic. They said 2 or 3 minutes, so I apologize. Hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I'm probably not going to, you know, make everybody happy, but I disagree with a lot, actually. You know, I'm for the protests. I think everybody should absolutely have a voice and be heard. You know, and if they feel that they've been wronged, you know, I absolutely think that people should have the opportunity and the ability to be able to voice those concerns. As an employee of the government, you know, the direction that we're going in, I'm all for it. I'm excited to see how this turns out and to see where we come out on the other side of this, because at the end of the day, you know, our house needs to get in order. And right now it's just not. We can't continue to go down a path of thinking that there's an endless bank account and the taxpayers will just continue to fund anything and everything that, you know, needs to be purchased or spent or afforded. I think it's ridiculous to run it any different than a company. And I think the path that we're going in is absolutely in that that manner, running it in a company. A lot of people are against Musk. I personally worked for Musk in the past, and none of this is personal. And that's I think, the problem that a lot of individuals have, is that they're taking it personally. It's hard to take a big risk.
But losing your paycheck is personal. Losing your benefits is personal.
I 100% get it.
Shutting down Social Security offices so
I
that
think it could have been executed differently.
People can't
100%.
Get information. That's personal. Yeah, it's very right. personal.
Yeah.
You know, you have to take your kids out of school because you can no longer afford the tuition because your job has been taken away from you. It's very
right.
personal.
No, I get it. But the problem, I think, is that if you let personal emotions drive business decisions, you will always be behind everybody else. You will never be able
But is this really a business decision? Because, I mean, what they're attacking are low-ticket items, right? They're not... They've not done anything against defense. You know, going for USAID is a drop in the bucket compared to the money that goes to people like Musk, that goes to the you know the corporate world. It seems like this government is cherry picking the weakest as opposed to actually doing the big cuts that they want to do. And at the end of the day, where are they trying to get to? They're trying to get to a place where they can do a tax cut for the wealthiest of America. So it's like, yeah, I can't agree with what you're saying, because yeah, you need to get the house in order, but it seems like they're trying to do it on the backs of the weakest of us.
Doing it on the back of veterans.
And that's not going to get you where you want to get.
So just, you know, hey, I'm glad you spoke up. I'm sure there are a whole bunch of folks like that who would agree with you. However, once again, when you say it's not personal, it's very personal. Ask those vets, you know, who are losing their benefits, you know, who are losing access to health care. You know, yeah, it's very personal. And you know, let's see if you keep your job. Okay. Now, we're not advocating that you lose it, but you know, you want to defend the policy, then defend the policy and say, okay, if they think I should go, if they think my job is not important, you know, and they say I deserve a poor work performance, you know, despite the fact. And you say, okay, go for it. I don't, that's not going to last very long in your household. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WBFW.
Good morning. Is it me?
That's you.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. I am old enough that I remember a similar sort of thing being tried by Reagan. And during those 8 years, the disaster that it brought, I still believe this is just something from billionaires who have no real country that they have loyalty to. They just want to run the world. And I think that here in the United States, they can run it by having people fight each other, having poor blacks and poor whites fight each other, having everybody fight immigrants, and having us fight everybody but the billionaires. If you want to see how much government does and whether one system is successful or not, look at China. They have more bureaucracy than any country in the world, and yet they don't have any homelessness. They have free medical care. It just is crazy right now because they don't allow any companies to have but so much power in whatever here, because they do not have class warfare. They have in the last 60 years gone up in income and living standards 4.5 times where the United States has gone down. It is a class war, and if we don't realize that, then get sick or have your banks put your money in some place where they lose your money. Have your consumer things with no big corporations to go after corporations out to take your money in any way they can. It just is a crazy system, and I think that unless we look at it as a class war, as the caller before the last was saying, and I agree with her, unless you look at it that way, you're going to have problems. And if you look at it that way, then look at the fact that we have no choice with the Republicans and Democrats, and let's start a new party for the people, for the middle class and for poor people. And let's fight the class war and get rid of people like Musk and other billionaires who are for tax breaks for themselves, but not for the military, because the military protects their money or whatever. It just is the way it is, I guess. And we just got to wake up to it and not go for censorship and for people who believe that the government is inefficient. We found out it wasn't during Reagan's time, and we're going to find out it very quickly here. It's not inefficient. And government workers are hardworking people, and the country or individuals that don't have the government agencies behind them have to fight these corporations by themselves or the losers. And they will be the losers, if you ask me.
There will be losers. Thank you for your call, my friend. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. Okay, we're going to move on to another caller. 202-588-0893. That's the number to call for community watch and comment. You know, this whole Social Security thing, man. You know, I mean, they're cutting offices, you know, local offices. And they're telling you, if you have a problem with your Social
Chicago
Security,
or wherever, you're going to have, money,
you're gonna have to go to...
office. You have to come in, yeah.
Yeah, you got to come in. You know, and most people on Social Security, you know, these are older folks.
Right.
Most of them can't drive, you know, and, you know, and you cannot call because they're cutting the personnel for the call centers. So can you imagine the frustration that's going to be out there for people trying to find answers to their problem? It's going to be next to impossible.
Yeah.
You talking about sand in the system? That's some serious sand.
That's right.
Not only that,
if you have a complaint against Musk, you're going to have a real problem because they're firing all the people who will legally go against them because you don't have the money to go against corporations, but the government has the power to go against them. And unlike in China, it's not going to happen in the U.S. And because these people don't care if this country goes down. They just care about their own income.
All right.
202-588-0893. You're in tune to 89.3 WPFW, Jazz and Justice Radio in your nation's capital. This morning, we're getting your thoughts on the emerging protests all across the country. Vets, old folks, young folks, every category is out there protesting, you know, what's taking place. Surprised that the vets are being treated the way they're being treated. But when you don't care, you don't care.
Mm.
You know? Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Yes, good morning. That's me?
That's you. Hello.
Okay. Good morning. I just had to call in. You know, I heard some things, you know, that kind of disturbed me. But I'll be real brief. I got to say, I disagree with the protests, you know what I'm saying, like burning down Tesla stations. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That is terrorism, you know, because you're firebombing and not only that, you're threatening employees. You know, I mean, it needs to be said, you know what I'm saying? That type of act is an act of terrorism, you know, because, you know, you disagree with someone or someone's policy, you take to the streets and you want to burn down the house. That's you know, we cannot justify that. Let's be real. Second, I want to say I do disagree with DEI. And the reason why is the same reason why I disagree with affirmative action. Black people do not benefit specifically off these policies. If you look at affirmative action and you take into consideration to date the beneficiaries, you know, which is white women and gays, no disrespect, but they've been benefiting handsomely off of those policies. Black people, on the other hand, we've been pushed to the back. They use these policies, you know, to promote, you know, their agenda, but it never really benefits the people they claim to benefit. So with this administration, I could they do a better job and, you know, scaling back some of the policies? Yes. You know what I'm saying? But it needs to be done. Government spending, wasteful spending is terrible, you know, and it's a bad thing that a lot of people lose their jobs behind this. You know, there's a better way of going about doing it, but it needs to be done, you know, and that's my piece. I know you guys disagree with me. I know you're going to have some things to say, you know, but all of us, I mean, that's what this platform is for. So I'm just putting my piece out there. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. We'll let the listeners respond, okay? We, you know, 202-588-0893. You know, I will say this. Just the other day, you had a situation where Jackie Robinson, okay, was removed from the, you know, the Hall of Fame, or whatever.
Right. Well, from all of the military history.
Right. And I mean, just wipe that out. You know, just wipe it out. And they're doing that across the board for, I guess, black people,
mm-hmm.
black and brown people, you know, Asian. I mean, they're eliminating. I mean, if you were a soldier, think about what black soldiers had to go through in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, you know, and you're going to remove Jackie Robinson because he's black.
Right.
That's the only reason he was taken off the wall, because right. he was black, and because people with some common sense protested, they put him back up there. But there's still a whole bunch of others that have been taken down. Generals are being fired, you know, military folks are being fired from their jobs because
yeah.
they are black.
Yeah, the only thing I take exception with the caller is that it seems like we're in a situation of perfection being the hallmark, and so we don't accept the good. You know, it's like, DEI, I mean, is all about inclusion. It's not the same thing as affirmative action. It's about bringing people into the fold so they have a chance. And we can see the effects of dropping DEI. You know, look at Harvard. Harvard had a over 4% drop
in
African Americans into that college once they got rid of DEI. So yeah, it may not be perfect, but you know, it definitely is better than
what and look and that, those same statistics also occurred when they got rid of affirmative action. You know, so yes. Anyhow, let's go back to the phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Is that me?
That's you.
That's you.
Okay, my calls kept getting dropped. But I wanted to say that this wouldn't be happening without, and I keep saying this, the complicity of the Democratic Party. And as an recent example, in Delaware, the Democratic mayor, Meyer, has promoted what they call a billionaire's bill, which would shield the corporate executives from the shareholders and basically give them carte blanche. And it would restore Elon Musk's payment, his annual salary of $56 billion. And so when people say that the government is should be run like a business, first of all, the government is not a business. Secondly, if the rich would pay their fair share, then, you know, you wouldn't have the deficit. So what they're doing is, and everybody knows this, they're trying to basically give more tax cuts to the rich, even additional tax cuts than they previously had, more tax cuts to the rich, so that and in order to pay for it, screw the poor people. And Schumer, as another example, when we had to fight to bail out Main Street instead of Wall Street, then what happened? Nancy Pelosi was running around promoting her new book. Now we're having this fight, and Schumer's running around promoting his book. So the Democrats are for the corporate class. They're for the rich. They're not for us. That's what they're promoting. Even here in Maryland, where you know they're actually the city, the Democratic city council is actually creating food deserts because they are catering to the people with means instead of the people without means. So,
all right, thank you very much for your call. You know, Democrats are under fire right now also. So, you know, neither party is doing its best job or a good job for the American people. I don't think anybody would argue about that point. That's the crux of it right now. You know, the people out there are just as mad at the Democrats as they are with the Republicans. And deservedly so, Benny would say. Okay, so this will be an opportunity for see what the Democrats are going to do. And we'll look, and conscientious Republicans, will they emerge? You know, will they, you know, instead of running away from these town hall, will they stand up there and take it? You know, because it's their policies that are creating these issues. So neither party is doing a great job for the American people right now. I don't think you're getting the argument from anybody about that. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Am I on?
Hello, caller.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
All right. So the caller that called and talked about Black people not benefiting from DEI, that is completely ridiculous. You know, Black people certainly have benefited from DEI in many different aspects of American society. His point about others benefiting more, that is a salient point, because you do have the LGBTQ and women, particularly white women, that have also benefited more so from DEI. But to say that Black people have not benefited at all from DEI is ridiculous. But I wanted to bring up another point. And that is that on January 20th, Trump issued an executive order. He issued the executive order to the Department of Defense under Hegseth and Department of Homeland Security. I don't remember the woman's name. And they have to issue a report by April the 20th. And that report will indicate whether or not the president should institute martial law, okay, the Insurrection Act. And it just so happens that April 20th is also the birthday of Adolf Hitler. And so they have to issue this report by the 20th of April.
And that sounds like them. That sounds just like them.
And of course, the report is going to say, yeah, you should, because they're not going to say, no, you shouldn't. And all these protests, particularly, you know, when you firebomb Teslas and all this other stuff, that gives him cannon fodder to say, I'm gonna institute the Insurrection Act on Hitler's birthday. So we need to be very vigilant in terms of that particular thing on April 20th as to whether or not they're going to recommend it and whether or not he's going to institute the Insurrection Act, which will give him unbridled power to do anything he wants, whether or not it's against the protesters, whether or not it's rounding people up and sending them to El Salvador, no matter what it is, he can do that under the Insurrection Act. So we need to be very vigilant between now and then in terms of what the protests are looking like, whether or not there are going to be agents that actually spur violence within those protests, because that happens too. You know, so people need to be very aware that this is happening.
Hey, thank you for that call, because it's true. You know, we found too many times officials or government or, you know, have gone and created situations where people respond so they can get the response they want to gin up things like you're talking about. So you know, we don't know who's bombing what or burning what at this juncture. We just know it's out there. But once again, history is full of those examples. You know, but we're gonna drop these bombs on Iran and we're gonna use we're going to paint our planes to look like the enemy's planes. Like I say, it's all diabolical, but it does happen. And I'm glad you pulled out coattails on that. Be aware, be vigilant, be careful. All right, caller, you on WPFW. Thanks for calling in.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, this is me this time, because I kept getting dropped off. This is Miss Mary over here in Fort Washington. I got my baseball bat ready. I'm not being nice
anymore.
My baseball bat is ready.
Uh-oh.
It's time. I mean, I'm listening to everybody giving the reason, the rationale. We have a Jim Crow administration now. Nothing is logical. This is not normal. So why should we be logical and normal? What is that going to do for us? We know as black people and Asian people and Spanish people, we had to fight and die to straighten things out. So it looks like we're going to have to go through that again. That's why they tried to kill the word woke. It's about stay woke because it's coming back into your life again. And this is Jim Crow. Jim Crow and they want to turn Black Lives Matter and they probably want to make it a terrorist organization. This is a slave country. This is still post-slavery to me. I mean, this country has never, ever said that the Klan was a terrorist organization. Nothing like that. So I'm tired of being nice. I ain't marching anymore. I'm ready for battle. And that's what we need to do right now. I would love to just turn the White House into the people's house. It needs to be restructured. We've got the Satan in power right now. So it's like, I'm ready to fight Satan. That's all I got. I got my baseball bat ready.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Calling you on WPFW.
Hey, Ron. Happy Friday to you, man. It's Marvin from Fort Washington. How you doing?
What's up, bud?
You know, Ron.
What's your comment, man?
Ron, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, you know, Ron, if you look at American U.S. foreign policy, all the administrations are guilty of this, the divide and conquer here and all over the world with 800, 900 U.S. military bases. That's where the debt from this country came from the military industrial complex, all these wars and invasions and overthrowing sovereign leaders over the world. And, $36 trillion in debt. That's because the U.S. spends more money on militarism than the top 10 developing countries in the world. And we can blame all the blame on the past administration. I mean, what are we going to do now? Right. I mean, what are some of the solutions? I feel that it's going to get more chaotic. The society is going to get more chaotic. People are going to get more chaotic because people got to live. Man, people got to survive. You know.
Right.
And you're going to see instability in the streets in this country like you haven't seen in a long time. If this keep going on right now. Now, these judges who've been ordering Trump to stop deporting people, he's not doing nothing what these judges say. So who's going to stop this guy? Okay. I mean, who's going to stop him? Where's the solution?
Going to another caller, but yeah, those are the questions. You know,
y'all have a good weekend, Ron.
How can people stop it? That's why they're out there in the streets. That's why they're out there in the streets, you know, protesting. Because the Republicans ain't going to stop it. The Democrats are not going to stop it. Yeah. You know, the court's doing the best they can.
When Trump spoke at the State of the Union, when the congressman from Texas, and what's his name, that spoke up, and none of the Democrats backed him at all when he got sent.
Right.
None of them got up and made any type of roar whatsoever. Right. Like, you know, Jackie Lukman on Darker Than Blue, one of my favorite programs of many, she said something a couple of weeks ago about the Democrats. You know, she said that the Democrats is not going to back. They're not going to stand in for us because they want us to miss them. So in the next election, we can vote for them. Okay, they don't have our back, Ron. So who gonna have our back, Ron?
That's a good question, Mom. I don't have an answer, and that's what we're seeking. You know, so, but that's the people's dilemma right now. Neither party is representing the people. Good morning, caller. I think we got time for one more. Do we not? I guess not. But listen, folks, this conversation is going to continue because, you know, the protests are out there. People, you know, the policies are rolling off Trump's pen as fast as he can. And with no checks, no balances, you know, the Democrats seem to be lost in the wilderness. And people are very upset with them. But also, you know, Republican voters are upset with their candidates as well. I mean, they're not being chased off the stage by, you know, black folks or brown folks.
Right.
They're being chased off the stage by vets, you know, white folks and,
right,
you know, old folks.
And what's his name? Mike Johnson's trying to float the lie that it's paid Democrat people that are doing these. But you know, those congressmen are saying, well, you know, those are my constituents. I recognize the faces. I know the names of those people.
Yeah, that guy lives next door to me. You know. Mm-hmm. So, but stay vigilant, folks, because this is not going to go away easy. And the people's voice is going to be extremely important in the next few months for whatever is going to occur.
Right.
You know, to give the judges, you know, some support for doing the right thing. You know, so it's a mess. It's indeed a mess. But the people will prevail. Okay. Nobody can push you if you don't want to. That's what the song says.
That's right. If you don't want to move.
And you know, and at the beginning of that song, our theme song, it says, "We will wait for them. We will wait for them." Well, how much longer can we wait? Because now everybody's being attacked. So anyhow, that's where we are, guys. Stay strong. Stay informed.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, indeed. Have a good weekend. And, you know, keep your eyes and ears on WPFW. You know, we appreciate the support. And right now, the station is needed more than ever. So I thank you all for making pledges during our recent drive. Couldn't be here without you. You know, jazz and justice. That's what we stand for, and dialogue. And it's like I said, it's very comforting to hear the comments of everybody. Of everybody that called in, it's good to hear those comments, you know, because at least you're listening. At least you're trying to understand. At least you're trying to get a handle on what's taking place. And that's what we need right now. And look, and hopefully this consciousness, this is what we're seeing in these protests, the growth of consciousness. All right, Chip, next week?
Next week, sir.
All right.
We will be here. Listeners,
you guys have a wonderful weekend once again. Get out there and enjoy some sunshine. Get some vitamin C. Okay? Stay strong and don't become the monsters. Don't become the monsters. All right. Till next week, this is a Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition. And we'll see you again next week. Thank you, Mo. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Miyuki. And thanks for all that support, what we do here at WPFW. Good afternoon, folks.
Do you love captivating stories about our planet and the people who protect it? The DC Environmental Film Festival returns to theaters throughout the metro area March 20th through the 29th. This year's lineup boasts over 50 programs featuring films from all over the world about issues from environmental justice to wildlife conservation and our oceans. Details at dceff.org. That's dceff.org.
I'm Elliot Gross, the host of the Don't Forget the Blues Hour. You are tuned to member-supported